Welcome back to the show, everyone. I just like scratched myself. It is a morning. I'm ready for the weekend. All right. I had a couple people text me the answer to that movie. That disqualifies you effective immediately. So all those people that just texted me, they know the movie. You have to call in and come on the radio. All right. That's how this works. If you want free popcorn.
Don't be afraid. Just call them in.
From Wolf River Popcorn. Exactly. Brandon Tony, conservative contributor, joins me in studio this morning. Again, we're going to throw out that movie real quick. And you call in. Josh is giving me the symbol three, or is that a W for win?
Three options.
Three options. All right. All right. Play the movie.
For the win.
For the win. So play the movie. You name this movie, and we'll set you up with a pretty sweet deal. Take a listen.
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Boy, I was wondering when you was going to wake up.
Take whatever you want. Just don't hurt me. A parking boot? Why do I have a parking boot on? What's going on here, please?
Here, buddy. I like you already. My name's Mater.
All right. There you go. Josh, the phone lines are lighting up. They know. All right.
Yeah, they might know, but I'm going to, do you want me to give the options anyway?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So my options are, it's A Bug's Life, Cars, or Monsters, Inc. Again, that's what Brandon was saying. If you've ever had kids or if you've had been around kids at all, you know what this movie is.
I thought that
Even if you're an uncle, as Ben was saying.
I thought it was Lord of the Rings. All right. Get to dialing. Want to go to our phone lines. I've been waiting to have this conversation really since all of this unfolded because of her experience with these types of cases. Want to go to our phone lines. We're talking to Amy Weirich, special counsel for the 25th Judicial District Attorney General's Office. Good morning, Mrs. Weirich. How are you?
Good morning. Doing all right. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, thanks for asking. The latest, all five former Memphis police officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyre Nichols were charged Thursday morning with second-degree murder charges, among some others. Your reaction to the charges?
Well, obviously, this is a dark, dark day and has been some dark, dark days for the city of Memphis. My heart breaks for the Nichols family, for all of Tyre's friends, and now we just have to let the justice system do its job. And, you know, while these officers are innocent until proven guilty, we need to let the court system work in the way it is designed to work and make sure justice is done.
Can you help me understand maybe why it's been a little bit difficult to get any information from City Hall, the department surrounding this case? Is this all part of the process in place, Mrs. Weirich, to ensure this investigation remains impartial, maybe for a juror in the future?
Sure. That's exactly right. You know, there are no exceptions to the rules just because we're talking about police officers. There are no exceptions to the rules just because we're talking about body camera footage. This is all evidence, and there are rules and procedures in place to protect the integrity of the process and to make sure that this case is tried in the courts and not in the public. We don't want to do anything, say anything, release anything that would affect the integrity of the prosecution. And certainly we don't want to do anything that would impact the rights that the accused have. And one of those main things is that we can't release information to the public before it is made available in the courts. And so while there is an understandable scream from the public to see this body camera footage, it's evidence.
Sure.
And until it's the proper time in the courts to release that information, we can't just be releasing evidence to the public just because the public wants to see it and has a right to see it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This is such a huge case, and it's gotten so much national attention. Can you give us some insight, former district attorney, on the conversations that go on behind closed doors in that office, just from your experience, and on releasing this video to the public? You know, what might be talked about, and do you think that it's a good idea to drop a video of this nature on a Friday night at 6 o'clock going into the weekend with all of the coverage that's been going on about the potential violence and these outside groups, Antifa, and these agitators that could come into Memphis and cause all of these problems?
Right. Again, the body camera footage is evidence. Not only, you know, evidence in a pending case. Now these officers have been indicted by the Shelby County Grand Jury, so there are charges to be handled in the courts. And the ethical rules that lawyers have to follow say that we can't try these cases in the public. We can't release evidence. This is like a defendant's confession, perhaps, or any other piece of evidence that law enforcement might have in any kind of case. We can't just hold a press conference and release that to the public, because we have to make sure those that are charged get a fair trial. And we have to make sure that the public who is going to sit as jurors in this case come to the courthouse without having made up their mind already. And so I understand, again, the need and the desire for the public to see this evidence. I understand the need and the desire for the public to have all kinds of answers in this case and in every case that comes through a DA's office. But body camera footage is evidence, and we have to follow the rules that have been put in place for lawyers. Again, those rules are there to protect the case and to make sure that it is done right, and to make sure that the constitutional protections of both the defendant and the victim's family in this case are adhered to.
We haven't heard too much information from our police chief, and you alluded to why that may be, Mrs. Weirich. There was that video statement released late Wednesday night. Want to get your reaction to this moment from the press conference held by the district attorney yesterday. Steve Mulroy was asked about where the police chief is. Take a listen to this moment.
Is it known if Tyree Nichols had previously known these former officers?
We have no information to disclose about that at this time. I don't know why Chief Davis isn't here.
So is it uncommon to have a police chief not at these types of press conferences? And do you think, watching this, the department's handling this well?
Well, you know, maybe it's, you know, there's no playbook for all of these things. There's no book on the shelf that you pull down that says this is what you do in these situations. I don't know why Chief Davis wasn't present. I'm sure there are good reasons. This has got to be, as you can imagine, difficult days for she and the mayor, again, for the entire community. I mean, these are dark, dark days. There are many, many outstanding men and women who put that badge on every day to protect and to serve. And these types of facts, what we do know as the public about this case, just puts a black mark on law enforcement. And it's really a shame. And again, my heart breaks for his family, for Mr. Nichols' family and his friends and those that are grieving, hopefully with these indictments, the process of justice can begin. But, you know, you asked me about the conversations that go on behind closed doors. Obviously, with any decision to take a case to a grand jury, whether it is against officers or against, you know, an unknown member of the community, for whatever the crime might be, we as prosecutors have to, the charging standards that we follow are that we have to know we can prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury, given any and all defenses that might occur. So, you know, I know that I hope that they've poured through the evidence as we know it and made that determination that, yes, this is the right thing to do. And clearly, the grand jury said yes to an indictment. The grand jury could have, you know, said no. They could have said there was not enough in front of them. But the grand jury indicted. The grand jury is made up of lay citizens in our community, and they have spoken. And now it's time to let the court system do its job.
Ms. Weirich, before I let you go, I appreciate you spending some of your morning with us breaking down what happens behind closed doors. You held the role as district attorney, and of course, we appreciate and love the work you did. I know all of our listeners did as well. What advice would you have for the new district attorney, as this is really a big case that a lot of people have their eyes on him? What would be your advice as someone who held the job for so many years?
Well, I think certainly to listen to the experienced prosecutors that are still in that office, and to let them do the work that they do so well and have done so well for years. But, you know, our job as DAs, as prosecutors, is not necessarily to, our job is to do justice And to do justice involves not only taking into account the rights of the victim and the victim's family, but also the rights of the accused, and making sure that this case and every case that is handled by a DA's office is done so with, in keeping with the laws, the Constitution, and our ethical responsibilities as prosecutors.
Amy Weirich, Special Counsel for the 25th Judicial District Attorney General's Office, thank you for spending your morning with us, and appreciate all your work that you've done and continue to do for the great city, county, and in West Tennessee.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.